This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 760, How Robson Rose to Overall 7.5 on His First IELTS Exam.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, I talked to Robson, who got amazing scores on his first attempt. He'll tell you how he did this, and I'll offer tips for raising those scores even higher in the next 30 days.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are going to meet a very special student today who only took the exam once and got amazing scores. Robson, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about why you are here today?
Well, I guess I'm here because I got an overall 7.5 in the IELTS general training test.
That is amazing. Did you think you would get such a high score?
Oh, no. Not really. I thought it would be harder than it actually was.
That is very good news. I really like that, guys. Listeners out there, this is my wish for all of you, that the IELTS test is easier than you think it's going to be. So, okay, like, amazing overall, 7.5. That's incredible, especially seeing as it was your very first try. Now,
that's right.
Let's talk about how you were able to pull this off. How long did you prepare for IELTS?
Well, I have been preparing for IELTS since, like, I would say 6 months. And, but I didn't know 3Kids, IELTS, you know. I was looking for schools here in town. I couldn't find any. They were mostly specialized in TOEFL. And then I gave it a try, but it wasn't really, you know, fulfilling my expectations and my needs, actually. And, well, I just started typing IELTS on YouTube, on Spotify, and that's where... That was when I found the 3Kids IELTS, you know, the All Ears English
cool.
podcast. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, that's awesome. So you got into 3Kids IELTS. You're like, okay, I've tried these classes. I've tried this other stuff and I'm not getting it. IELTS seems impossible.
Yeah.
Maybe 3Kids can fill in some gaps for me.
That's right.
So I love it. I love it. And guys, I'll promise all of you out there that whatever gaps you feel you have about IELTS, 3Kids can fill those in. Okay, so here's something interesting that Robson told me, guys, before we started recording. You didn't actually finish the course.
No, I never did.
All right.
But it helped me in so many ways, you know?
Okay. So, okay. Tell us, like, what you were able to finish and what you didn't have time for.
Well, I finished the three first sections. I would say listening, reading, and writing. I almost finished writing, actually, and I didn't have time to actually see speaking classes. And then I was in Sao Paulo city where I took the exam, and then I was quickly, you know, checking and reviewing the classes. So I did see the whole, you know, all the classes for all the sections, but I didn't have time to, you know, stick to the study plan, you know, to follow,
oh,
you know,
okay.
thoroughly.
So, yeah. Okay. So you did manage to make it through like all the lectures. You just didn't have time for all the practice.
Well, I did see all the classes, the lectures, but I was there in Sao Paulo. You know, I was, you know, the day before the exam.
Okay.
You know,
gosh.
So I just reviewed quickly.
Cutting it a little close. So let's break down this overall 7.5. So Robson, can you tell us what you got in each module?
Sure, yeah. Okay, so in listening, I got 7.5, reading 8, writing 6.5, and speaking 7.5.
Okay, that's incredible. Let's take just that last one, that 7.5 on speaking. You sound very fluent, all right? You sound super comfortable speaking English. Now,
although I'm very nervous.
Well, you don't sound like it. You're hiding it well. So, like, how did you reach this fluency level that you have?
Well, I have been speaking English, I would say, since I was 18 years old, and almost 10 years now. And I'm really comfortable speaking English. I speak English at work all the time. So I really like to learn new languages and everything. So I guess that, you know.
That's awesome. So at your work, do you get to talk to native speakers?
Yes. Yes, I do. Only with people from Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica, the Caribbean countries. Yeah.
Those are cool accents, man.
Yes.
Oh, that's rad. Okay, so you found that you had this daily English behind you, so you were going to do well on the exam. Do you feel like Three Keys gave you some tips, though, that helped you perform even better on test day?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, the natural fillers, the linking words, the high-level words that I don't really use at work, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It totally helps.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, all three of those are features. I would say, those three features are what's missing from a lot of students speaking. And that's why it's hard to get past a 7. So, informal fillers, guys, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I will link to other episodes. It's come up lately. This is episode 760. So, I'm going to put lots of useful links in the blog post today, guys. So, informal fillers and formal fillers for sure. But linking words, if you talk to the examiner like you talk to a colleague, you're not going to get the best score. Like, it has to be slightly manufactured, right? So we need to be using these linking words like you learn in the course for sure. And then also high level vocab. Like, I don't think you're talking to, you know, your Jamaican friend and using words like utilize and stuff like that, right?
Not at all.
Okay. So here's the big question then, because I'm sure a lot of people listening know that they should be using those words and they've probably started learning them. How did you make yourself learn them and were able to use them on test day? Because I think that's what a lot of students miss out on. Like, they're trying to learn it, but somehow it's not getting to the point where they can actually use them on the exam.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, I was just trying to use them wherever I could, you know. I tried to use the tricks and tips from the course, you know, on my daily, you know, life, you know, at work, with my English-speaking friends. And then instead of saying good, I would say a more, you know, high-level word. And then it was just like practicing, you know.
I love it.
Yeah.
No, that's perfect, Robson. That's perfect. I love that you're saying this because I don't know who I was talking to recently. I think it was on the show. I'll find the episode, guys. I'll link to it. But that student as well was saying how, like, he learned all these high-level words and he would use them talking to his friends and his friends, like, made fun of him. And I was like, dude, don't hide your light. Guys, you have to be using these like every day if you're going to reproduce them on the test. And you know what? Go ahead and sound smart. Like, be proud of yourself. I think that's awesome.
That's right.
So let's talk about the writing. So 6.5, right? You're like half a band from what you need. But do you think part of that is that you didn't have time to practice enough?
I guess I didn't have time to proofread it, you know, like three times. I just quickly reviewed it and then the time was over.
Okay. Yeah. No, totally. That last step, guys, of proofreading, if you catch some vocab and grammar mistakes, that's half a band. Yeah. Like, that last step is so important. How many essays do you think you were able to practice before test day?
Oh, I guess maybe 10 or 15, not that much. I still need to practice more.
Okay, awesome. So I think, Robson, because you had asked me before, like, what's the best way to increase that half a band?
Yeah.
Now, the fact that you got 6.5 on writing your first go is amazing, by the way. Like, I think a lot of students are jealous right now. But if you listen to some of our other students who get 7, 7.5, 8s on
writing. They practice a lot, I know.
So much, like so many essays.
I know, I couldn't believe it. When I got the 6.5.
So there's that. I mean, the fact that you got a 6.5 with only practicing like 10 to 15 essays, using the strategies, sticking to the template, like that in itself is an amazing place to start. You know what I mean? Like, you can only get better from there. So That's fantastic. Okay, let's think about this reading 8, because that's an incredible score. You were saying before we started recording, we were chatting a bit, you're like, you expected reading to be way tough.
Yeah.
So tell us about your reading experience on the test.
One thing that I guess I could highlight here is that I didn't really read all the text and the information that I had on the screen, you know, and that I learned from the All Ears English or 3 Keys IELTS course, you know.
Okay, perfect. So you took the computer version?
The computer version, yeah.
Oh, rad. Okay, yeah. Awesome. Man, the computer version is getting so popular.
Yeah.
So thinking about reading on the computer version, do you have any tips for guys out there that are going to take the computer test?
Well, I guess you can use pretty much all the strategies from the course, you know, and I can highlight some words and then try to look in the answers. I guess you pretty much can do, you know, everything you can do on the computer, on the paper-based exam, basically.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. I love it, guys. I'm a big converted fan of the computer version now. Like the course tells you underline keywords, scan for the keywords.
You can totally do it.
All of the stuff you can do on the computer, you just highlight it. And I think it's faster. I'm all for the computer version now, guys. If you have a choice, I say go for that. Okay, rad. So reading, don't read everything. You need these strategies. Instead of underlining, we highlight keywords and we just follow the steps. And now listening, 7.5 again. Oh, so close. Half a band. Half a band for what you need.
Yeah.
So Robson, tell us, what are you going to do between now and your next exam to improve that listening score?
Well, I intend to start the course from the start, you know, from scratch.
Perfect.
And stick to the study plan. That's what I'll do. For sure.
Okay, so you're going to use like the whole 30 days this time?
Yep.
Okay, I love it.
I promise.
That's a good idea. Well, yeah, because imagine the heights you could reach. I mean, you did watch all the lectures for sure, but the practice component and all of the other links in the study plan are just as important, right?
Once
you have all of this behind you, I think you're going to come back on the show and you're going to have the most incredible scores.
I hope
Okay. Robson, this is awesome. Guys, really come back to the blog for this one. I'm going to link to a lot of useful resources. Again, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And this is episode 760. And if you are ready to access the amazing study plan and strategies, just like Robson, go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course. Or if you want to upgrade for Skype sessions, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. coach. The first one was /basic. I said coach twice. I just want to have more students to talk to. Okay, Robson, do you have any last words of advice for students out there that are maybe feeling a little bit lost or nervous about their IELTS exam?
Well, basically, my advice is just stick to the plan, to the study plan, and don't be too nervous. I mean, you got it, and you have all the information that you need, all the resources that you need on the course.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah. Just use all those links, guys. It's all there for a reason. Okay. Robson, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us today. And I know it was your first time and you got amazing scores already, but I do feel like this is a part one of two because I think you're going to come on
I hope so.
later. Yeah, for sure. So guys, stay tuned for Robson session two in a month. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Robson. Thank you so much, man. Have a good day.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.